I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 8:45, quarter till 9, beautiful morning to ride around with the windows open. And I guess if you're in an EV, I don't know if you hear anything but the wind. Wesley Muller joins us now, staff writer at Louisiana Illuminator, talk about Louisiana lagging behind the rest of the country when it comes to adopting electric vehicles. How you doing, Wesley?
Hey, how you doing?
Happy to be here. Thanks for taking the time with us. I want to ask the audience here, first of all, to chime in on the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talking text line at 504-260-1870. If you have an EV, do you use it for long-distance traveling, or do you have any trouble finding charging stations? I remember relatively speaking, I had a kid who lives in North Louisiana in Natchitoches, and there's an Exxon station there off of the highway leading to Manny that had a big four-post charging station. I don't know what the hell it was at first, but then I figured it out. Tell me, before we get to charging stations and infrastructure, what is the trend with EV sales, hybrids, et cetera? How do they track these things, Wesley?
They're becoming very, very popular. They have sold, just so far this year, 730,000 electric and hybrids. And, it's on track to top over 1.5 million this year. The highest sales volume ever recorded. And currently, that's one out of every five cars in the United States is electric or hybrid now. And that, compare that to just, say, 2016, when it was 3%, that's a sevenfold increase. As more EVs are on the road, we're seeing fewer and fewer gas and diesel vehicles. And it's mainly just because of consumer choice and the cost. The cost has come down tremendously. The technology has allowed the battery capacity to increase the range of electric vehicles to where they're now on par with gas vehicles, the amount that you can get from a full tank of gas. So, your question earlier about, can we use these things for long range travel? Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. If you purchase one of them that has that range capacity, the base models that are really cheap, you can get them for $32,000. And the federal government offers a $7,500 tax credit that's taken off the price at the dealership. Those will go about 200 miles on a single charge. So a little bit less. Those I wouldn't bank on for long-distance travel.
What did you say about one in five? What?
One out of every five cars today is electric or hybrid.
So with that being said, not one out of every, if you want to call them, recharging or refueling stations or repowering stations might be a better way to lump gasoline and electric charging. That's not the ratio for those, right?
No, definitely not. So this is kind of part of the conversation around these is, do we have the infrastructure to support this number of electric vehicles? And it has been improving a whole lot around the country, but the fact, all the studies are showing that electric vehicle owners are not really relying on this infrastructure because they're doing all their charging at night in their garage or at their house. They just plug in and charge it overnight. The public charging stations are really kind of a secondary, only use them if you have to.
When it comes to EVs, somebody texted in, if you have a Tesla, you're fine. Is there a big difference between Tesla or the other EVs that are out there, or fully EVs, be whatever manufacturer they are?
Well, Tesla is certainly the most popular EV currently. But the other manufacturers, GM and Ford, I mean, they're making huge gains, and they have a lot of different models now. So I would say that, you know, they are catching up very, very quickly. You know, but the funny thing is you can't buy a Tesla in Louisiana because we have a law that prohibits direct-to-consumer sales of vehicles.
You have to go through a dealership, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
You have to go through a dealership. So you cannot purchase a Tesla. You cannot purchase a Rivian.
Well, you're seeing a lot of them on the roads, and that thing I mentioned at the Exxon station on the highway to Manny, I think it's Highway 1, whatever the hell it is. I think that was a Tesla station. So when they have the Tesla charging stations, those are for Teslas only? You have some kind of code, or it only the connector only fits, or how does that work? Do you know?
No. So most of the manufacturers have followed the lead of Tesla in the plug-in receptacles. Mm-hmm. They tend to fit. They're kind of universal now. So,
but somebody's
got to charge at it.
Let me take a break, because somebody's got to pay for that power that you're getting from these charging stations. I guess, I don't know if there's a, you put a credit card down, I don't know how that works. We'll continue to talk about it. We come back, 8:51, 9 till 9, Tommy Tucker talking to Wesley Muller, staff writer at Louisiana Illuminator. I'll also ask you on the WWL Okunart Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. If you have an electric vehicle, what is it that made you want to get one? Or if you would not buy one, what is it that prevents you from buying one? 8:52, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about EVs and the infrastructure that's available that are not in Louisiana with Wesley Muller, a staff writer at Louisiana Illuminator. I got a couple of texts here coming in, Wesley. I don't know if you can help us or not, but it says, has there been any movement by the legislature to make Teslas or vehicles directly available to the public and not having to go through a dealership?
The answer is no. In fact, the opposite has happened. Just this year, the legislature passed a law that kind of shored up the current state of the game. They passed this so-called freedom of choice for purchasing vehicles. It did not apply to the electric direct-to-consumer vehicles. So it was mainly to protect gas and diesel cars. So, you know, that's our state is lagging behind, you know, while the rest of the country, you know, is seeing one out of five cars, hybrid or electric. We are much, much lower in Louisiana, under 2%, I would say, which is puts us 49th in the country. So it's
49th in the country when it comes to sales or infrastructure?
Sales, yeah.
Okay.
Sales.
So in Louisiana proper, the concern would not be as much for charging as it would for people traveling through the state. Am I getting this right or not?
So, yeah, that's correct. We are building chargers, but they don't really need to, because we don't really have the great number of EVs that are around the country. Now, that's going to change. You know, even though we have this law that prevents direct-to-consumer sales, you know, they're not going to be able to keep it up, I don't think, because, you know, it's just going to become more and more popular to purchase these. And, you know, people are already kind of asking them to change it, you know, so we'll see.
I wonder where tourism fits in all of this. We'll have to ask Billy Nungesser that, because, you know, if you want people to drive in from the area, if EVs are becoming increasingly popular, you would think you'd have to have charging stations, right?
Yeah, you know, but, you know, as I said earlier, most people are charging at home. Mm-hmm. They're not really using the public charging station.
But if they're driving from Florida, they wouldn't be able to do that, would they? No.
Right, right. They would have to stop and charge up.
Gotcha. Thank you, Wesley. Appreciate the time. Wesley Muller, staff writer, Louisiana Illuminator. We'll talk to DA Jason Williams about ankle monitors and juvenile justice when we come back.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.